align perfectly with the passage in the last six verses of Daniel 11. The second test that precedes the Sunday law test in the United States is a test for Seventh-day Adventists to realize that church and state are coming together. It parallels the second angel's message coming into history in the 1844 time period. But Sister White talks about a test connected with the image of the beast, which may be the best description, the name to put on it, the image of the beast test, but that is how I define it. And it's a test that has to do with recognizing that church and state are coming together in the United States. And it's a test which Sister White says, by which our eternal destiny will be decided. It's a test that comes before we are sealed, she teaches. And the point being is it's a test of recognizing the dynamics of church and state coming together in the United States that are teaching us as Seventh-day Adventists that the Sunday law is imminent. And the first prophetic place where that history of the truth that church and state are coming together in the United States, therefore the image of the beast is being formed, the first place in prophecy that you can lay your fingers on and say it's starting is verse 40 of Daniel 11. Because in verse 40, when you see the compromise with the alliance that is formed between the United States and the Vatican, you can see that the United States has prophetically made the giant step forward in the combination of church and state. And it is the step that leads into the Sunday law. And brothers and sisters, that is the sequence here in verse 40. First, the work of bringing churches together, church and state together in the United States is underway in verse 40. And the next test, the third test for us here at the end, the Sunday law, is described in verse 41. I'm just referring you to that study, which we call the prophetic pattern. There are several other studies that you can bring to bear on the last six verses of Daniel 11 to demonstrate the validity of this. But one of them, in the repeating of history, and here's where I'm leading to in advance of the study of it, but in conclusion of this presentation, is, brothers and sisters, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, it says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." And in verse 10, it says, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand."